Vayter in Shasfer and Sanhedrin Dav Chaf Beis, picking up six lines down. First word in the line is Tanya. Continue on, and how was the Torah given to us, and what Ksav? Tanya willing Tene Breiser. Rabbi Omer Betchila B'Ksav said to the Torah, so originally it was given to us in Ashuris, but then unfortunately what happened was Kevin Shechatu Nepech Lehen Leroitz, once they sinned, says Rashi Kalein Ksav on the Mikra, they came to Chatu B'Bayis Rishon Bizos HaTorah Nepech Lehen Leroitz. Since they were Mevaza the Torah, therefore it became like splinters to them. They weren't able to go ahead. They weren't able to read it anymore. That's why when this writing in the wall by Belshazzar, no one able to go and to understand what it's saying. But once they did tshuva, then it came back to them, and they were able to go ahead and they learned how to read it again. Which means this is a Pasuk, a pasuk, which is found in Zechariah. Return to the stronghold, Yerushalayim, you prisoners of hope. Even today, that which was foretold would change. I will return to you. Says Rashi, Masha Shachachta, as Mishnah Torah Zos, that which you forgot. I'm going to return to that which you forgot. Lomanik Rishma Ashuris. Why is it called Ashuris? Why is that the script, the font? Because it's the most beautiful, the most of all the writings of the scripts. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar ben Parta, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Modai, Ksav Zel Lishtad Kol Ikar. No, they argue and say, actually, it never changed. We always had it. Shenemer Vavei HaAmudim, because it says in the Torah the words Vavei HaAmudim. Rashi says Yesedos Kesef, the pillars of silver, Asuyin Kemin Unkelus. The Kavim Ba'amudim Shebehem Tochmon Lulos Kalei Chatzer Ba'Masach V'Chol Unkulios Domin Levavin. They had like these hooks that were in the shape of Vavin. Alma Me Moshe Asuyin HaVavin Kigon Shalanu. The Vav was the same as the Vav that is now. Ma'amudim Lonishtanu Afavin Lonishtanu. Just like the Amudim pillars never change, so also the Vavim of the Aleph Beis never change either. Via Me'er Ve'Lihudim Kichsavim Kilshonim Kusemi Gil Saster, that they were sent out what in their script and in their language. Ma'Lashanim Lonishtanu. Just like their Lashon HaKodesh never switched, Avksav from Lashon, so to the Ksav never changed either. Elamani Rekayim, how do I explain this? Mishnah Torah Zos, the fact that it says Mishnah Torah, that is a Lashon of change, it's going to change. Lashtei Torahs, it's talking about the two Torahs that a king has to have with him all the old times. One that goes with him all every time he goes out and comes in. One that he keeps in his storehouse. The one that goes in and out of him, he makes it into like a kameh, an amulet, and he hangs it on his arm. It says, Rashi, Kitana, Biksav, Dakshi, Kalalos, it's easy to carry. Shinemar, Shivisi, Hashem, like this. Somebody place Hashem in front of me always. And the end of the pasuk is, it says, Rashi, Shivisi, Hashem, like this. Somebody, Sefer the Krah, Kimimini, Bal, Emot, David, Amelech, Al Shem, Sefer, Torah, Shabazro, Amar. Which means that he is at, because he's at my right hand, I'm not going to falter. And David Amelech is talking with the Torah that was on his arm. Well, the other one who explains that Mishnah Torah, that it's going to change. So, hi, Shivisi, my Darshba. What is he dashing from that? Hahumi Baili Lichidrav Chana Bar Bizna. Damer of Chana Bar Bizna, Amr of Shimon Bechasida, Hamispalel, when one davins, Tsarch, Shiira Asmuk, Kilu, Shrina Kenegda. When he davins, he has to see as if this Shrina is opposite him, standing in front of Hashem, Shenemar, Shivisi Hashem, and somebody that plays God in front of me always. Now, question is, according to the idea that we said of Shimon Lazar, says that we never lost the Ashuri, the reason it was, and what's pshat that the Yidden by Belshazzar, they weren't able to read when it the writing on the wall, right, when it said, when it had the Lushan of mana, that whole idea, why couldn't they read it? My lo kalahein ksava lemikre. What does it mean that they weren't able to go in to read it? All the chacham that were there. Amara b'gematria echtav alon, because it's written b'gematria. Now, gematria doesn't mean numerical value per se, but it means it's written in atbash, right? That every letter was substituted for another letter. Yatas adach pukhamt. Right, which actually doesn't mean anything, but if you substitute the letters in Atbash, Aleph for Tuf, and Beis for Shin, and so on and so forth, then it'll spell out Mana Mana. My parashlu, what did Daniel explain? What did he say that it means? He explained Mana Mana to Kalaparsin. Right, mana mana tkalkas means mana Eloha Malchusach, which means Hashem has counted your kingship, takel, tikit. tekilsa b'moznaya v'shtachat chaser. You are weighing the scales and you are lacking. Parsin is priestess machusach v'hivis l'madei pras. Your kingship is broken and it's giving over to madai and to pras. Wow. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, it was actually written differently. It was written, Mimtos Ninkifi Alarn, right? Which, that they were written, but it was written not in the proper order. If you write that all out, five letters at a time, and then put one on top of the other, then it reads Mana Mana, reading down as opposed to across. Mana Mana, Takaf, etc. Rav Yochanan Ami says, Anam Anam Lakas Nisrifu, which is Mana Mana, Taka, Uparsin, written backwards. Vashamar Nama Nama Kasal Uparsin. It was written with the two letters were spelled out of order. Things were put out of order. Beautiful. Zok, the next Heilige Heilige Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to go into the honor that is accorded to the Melech, and therefore what people are not allowed to, how they have to behave. Ein Rochen al Suso, no one's allowed to ride on the horse's king. On the horse's king. On the king's horses. You're not allowed to ride on the king's horse. Vein Yoshan al Kitsu, you're not allowed to sit on his throne. Vein Mishtamish B'shar Sharvit, you're not allowed to go, and you're not allowed to use the Sharvit as the scepter, the thing that we find in Megillas Esther when he's stuck at his scepter, right? You're not allowed to see the king when he's getting his hair cut. When he's not dressed, not when he's in the bathhouse. Place a king above you. It's got to be done. That he should have his fear is upon you. By extension, not only are we not allowed to use the thing of the king, but you're not allowed to use the thing that the king used, right? Just like he uses Sharvit, so too is Avadim, etc. Now says Gemara, Rav Yaakov, Rav Yochan, Avishag, who's Avishag? Avishag is when David HaMelech was older and he was very cold, and he had Avishag come to take care of him and warm him up. And so Avishag HaShunamit, says the Gemara now about Avishag Muteris L'Shlomo V'Sula Adunia. She was mutter to be married to Shlomo HaMelech, who's David's son, and but also to be Adonia. Muteris Shlomo, why? De Melechai, because he was a king. O Melech Mishtamish, Ravita Shemelech. One king is allowed to use the scepter of another king. Vasul Adonia, but it's also to, she's also to Adonia, the Hedyot too, because he is a Hedyot. Adonia, we know, was a son of David Melech as well, but from another mother. Brother, he was a brother of Shlomo, brother from another mother. The Navi teaches us in Malachim that Adonia wanted to marry Avishag and sent the David to Shlomo Melech that should be able to go and do it, but he wasn't a king, he wasn't able to go and do such a thing. Now, the question is Shlomo Melech really let him marry her? That's only if David Melech wasn't married to her, because a son can't marry his father's wife. Right, so now we take a look. Avishag Mahi. What was she? In other words, what was her relationship with David HaMelech? Dechsev HaMelech, David Zakin Baba Yom. He was old and he was coming in his years. And getting on his ears. And they said to him, let's get this woman for him. They found this beautiful woman. And she was for him as she gave warmth to him. And she was, and she served him. So we find that it was just someone who worked for him, but they actually were never married. Amra, Avishag says to David HaMelech after she came, Ninsiban says, okay, let's get married. You know, when they came and they met, they said, let's get married. Amale, so David HaMelech said, seriously, no, you can't get married. You're also to me. Why? Because he had 18 wives at the time. He's not allowed to have more than 18 wives. Says Rashi, Rashi Kfarnas Asi Shmonasa, because I already married 18. Amalei, she said to him, Chasve leganava nafshe leshlama nakit. Says Rashi that kisha ganav chaser, when the ganav doesn't have what to steal, she'eno motzi makom lignov, you know, then they could steal anymore. There's nothing there. Machzak look ba'anava ki shalom. He says, oh, look, I'm a peaceful man. Look, I'm not stealing. Klomar, the only reason why you're saying I'm usher to you is because of the fact that you're old and you don't have the koch to be able to have tashmish. Don't say that, oh yeah, it's because I have so many wives. Yeah, right. So David Melech, he said to them, Kiru li lebas sheva, get me bas sheva. Ksiva tova bas sheva la melech, achadara, and bas sheva came to him in his room. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Bosa Shah, kincha bas sheva b'shloshesrei mapos. She had to clean herself with 13 towels. Says Rashi, Shebala Yud Gimel Bios, Umi Kenachas Bein Tashmish L'Tashmish, Bemikra Zek Suvim Shloshesrei Tevos, V'Tavu Basheva, El HaMelech HaChadorah. Right, so he's proving, look, it's not because of the fact that I can't have Tashmish, rather because of the fact that 18, that's the bottom line. I can't get more from 18. You want to see, come take a look and see how terrible it is, divorce, how hard it is, how intense it is. David HaMelech Hitiru Lo Liyached V'lo Hitiru Lo Ligarish. The Chachamim, they martyred him to be with Avishag, even though it's in the Darbanon of Yichud. Says Rashi, Yitiru lo liyachid im Avishag v'alfal pi shenasa Yichud al Pnuya, shal Pnuya, right, she wasn't married, so it's in the Darbanon there. V'lo yitiru lo ligarish achas mitchem esu yisena. They could have just let him, just get divorced from one of the wives, and then you won't have 18 wives, and you can go and you can marry her. But the point is, they didn't say to do that. They said rather to be over the Darbanon of Yichud with her, because there's a Pnuya, than is to get the divorce, because that's very, very intense. Very hard, very intense. Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Magarish is Ishta Rishona. Anyone who divorces his first wife, I feel the Mizbeach murder the most. Even the Mizbeach is going to cry because of this happening. Shenemar Vizos Shenis Tasu Kasos Dima as Mizbeach Hashem B'chiva Anaka. And this further you do, right? The pasuk says you cover the altar of Hashem with tears, with weeping, and with sighing. Me'ein Od Penos Ela Mincha V'Lekachas Rotzon Miyadchem, to the extent that Hashem will not regard your carbon anymore or receive it with favor from your hand. Uksev V'Amartem Al Ma, and it says after, and you'll say, why is this? Al Ki Hashem Heid Bein Cho Bein Eishes Nerecha. It's because Hashem bears witness between you and the wife of your youth, Asher Taba Galataba, with whom you have rebelled against by divorcing her. V'Hi Chavertecha V'Eishes Brisecha. And she, even though she was your companion and the wife of your covenant. Hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Navitem Rabbi Lazar, Ein Ishto Shel Adam Mesa, Elam Kain Mivakshin Mimenu Mamon Vein Lo. The person's wife will not die unless someone asks from him money and he doesn't have. In other words, he owes somebody money and he doesn't have the ability to go out and to pay it back. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Im ein lecha l'shalim, lo mi yikach mishkav chol mitachtecha. If you have no one to pay, why should your wife be taken from you? Anyone whose first wife dies, kilu char beis hamikdash b'yamav, as if the beis hamikdash was destroyed during his lifetime. Shenemar ben adam, hinini lokech mecha, es machmad einecha magefa. The pasuk, this is in Yecheskel, son of man, ben adam, behold, I will take from you the desire of your eyes by a plague. Velo tispos, velo tifke, velo tavu timasecha. You shall not lament or weep, nor shall your tears run down. Uksiv. And furthermore, it says, "Va'adaber el ha'am ba'boker v'tamis ishti ba'erev." And right after it says, right, Yecheskel said, "Now I spoke to the people in the morning, and my wife died in the evening." Uksiv hinini mechalel es migdashi gon uzechem machmanenechem. And then it says that, "Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the pride of your strength, the desire of your eyes." And that the loss of someone's wife we see is like the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Lo aleinu. Amar Rav Alexandri, kol adam shemesi ishto biyamav olam chashech ba'ado. Anyone whose wife dies during his days, his world becomes darkened. Shenemar or chashach ba'olov v'neru olov yidach. The pasuk says the light in his tent shall be darkened and his candle over him will be extinguished. Says Rashi, b'shvil ahalo v'inahalo el ishto. Because it was Ohol, and that's his wife. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin Homer, p'si Yosef miskatzros, his steps becomes shorter. Shenemar, the pasuk says, yitzur tsa'adei ono. The steps of his strength will be shortened. Rabbi Abo Omar, Atzasa Nofelis, his advice will fall. We're not gonna not help him. Shenemar v'tashlicheu atzasaso, and his own advice will cast him down. Throwback friends to Sota days right in the beginning. Maybe Daf Beis? Is that right? Yeah, Sota Daf Beis.
Kasha lezavgan bekakrius yamsuf. It is very so hard to bring together a man and a woman like the splitting of the sea. Shenamar Elokim Moshev Yechidim Baisa, and Hashem gathers individuals to a house. Motzi Asir ba Koshos. He releases prisoners at the right time.
Frek the Gemara, Bambakashe, Amy, is that really true? Vamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shrav. Arbaim Yom called Mitzvos of Vlad, 40 days before the creation of the Vlad, of the baby. Bas called Yotzes Vamaris, Bas Polin and Plenty. Comes out, a heavenly voice comes out and says that this person is marrying this person. Like, this girl is going to be for this guy. So what do you mean it's so difficult? Lo Kasha, Habas of Agrishon. That's by the Zivag Rishon, when the first marriage happens. But Zivug Sheni, and the fact that it's like the Kriya Samsov that's talking about Zivug Sheni. Amar
Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Lakol Yesh Tamura Chutz Meishes Nurim. There's a substitute for everything except for one's wife from his youth. Shenemar, his first wife. Shenemar Veishes Nurim, Ki Simois, the wife of one youth. Can she be cast off? Can you throw her away? Masin la Rabbi Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Barei Ein Adamotzi Koras Ruach Elam Ishto Rishona. A person finds Koras Ruach, being content in life, only from his first wife. Shenamar Yehima Korcha Baruch Usmach Meish Meishes. Let the your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the turn the page. Chaf. With the wife of your youth. Amar lo, so he says to him, Kegon mai. Amar lo, Kegon imcha. He says, like who's that? It says, like your mother. In other words, meaning his own wife. Ain't is it really true? Is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda was happy when he was married? V'ha makri le Rabbi Yehuda le Rav Yitzchak Barei. We know that Rabbi Yehuda said the following to Yitzchak Barei, Umotza ni marmi mavis, and I found what bitter, more bitter than death, as a isha sherehi mitzudim v'charamim, a woman whose heart is snares and nets. Va'amar lo, and when Rav Yitzchak said this to the father, kigon mai, says, like who? So amar lo, kigon imcha, like your mother. One second. She's great or she's not great? What's going on? Miskaf takifa, his wife was very, very strong. Ibori ma'abra b'mila, which was also very forgiving. Says Rashi, ma'veris al midoseha. Right? So even though she had a strong nature, she was very forgiving. Not only does a man feel close to his first wife, but a woman feels to her the same way towards the husband. Amar Shmuel bar Unya mishmei derav, isha golem hi. A woman who is not married, she's like a golem. Rashi says that kodem shenivala, before she is tashmish, a golem kli shalo nigmar, koyu golem. It's a vessel that's not finished. It's called a golem. Kedetan golme kli eitz tameim. Ve'ina koreses bris el lemisha so kli, and she binds herself and connects with the one that caused her to be a kli, right? The first person that has tashmish with her. Shenemar ki bo alayich osayich Hashem tzevako shemo, right? For your husband is your creator, Hashem, the master of legion. So says Hashem, which is very, very intense. Very intense. Tana ein ish meis el leishta, a man dies only for his wife. In other words, she's the one who feels it the most. Vein isha meis el labayla, and he's the one who feels it the most. Ein ish meis el leishto, shenamar v'yamas eli melech ish naami. Like it says, Elimelech, and Elimelech, Naomi's husband died. You're saying it's Naomi's husband, right? Naomi's husband ended up dying. She's the one that felt it the most. And Isha Mesa Lalabaila, Shanamar Vani, Bavoi, Mi Padan Mesa Lai Rachel. And I, when I came to Padan, Rachel died on me, meaning to say, on to me, that I'm the one who felt the pain the most. Next part of the Mishnah. Ain rowin oso. We're not allowed to go see him when he's taking a haircut. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a braisa melech mestaper b'chol yom. A king should cut his hair every day. Kohen gadol ma'ariv Shabbos erev Shabbos once a week. Kohen hedyot echel shoshom once every 30 days. Melech mestaper b'chol yom. A melech is to cut his hair every day. Shenemar melech biyafyo techzedna einecha. The king, your eye shall behold the king in his beauty. So he should be in his spitz beauty, and that he's got to cut his hair every single day.
Next part of the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Meir of Shabbos. He's got to do it once a week. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, I'm Rav Shmuel Yochanan. Hol mishmaros mischadshos. We know that the mishmar would switch. Says Rashi, mischalfos and mischadshos b'shabazu yotzevazu nichneses. We're talking about stopper b'nei mishmaros chadasha. The new mishmar is coming in. Nichneses sheiru b'yofiu. So she look beautiful. Therefore, it is once a week. Going head yot achaz shloshim yom is going to be once every 30 days. Uchsev veroshem lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalechu, kosom yichsemu es roshem. Pasuk says in Yecheskel about the Kohanim, it says they shall not shave their heads and tresses they shall not grow. They shall trim their heads. V'yolif pera pera mi nazir v'lenag zir shava pera pera from nazir k'siv ha'cha says v'yo pera lo yishalechu. They shouldn't send forth their tresses. V'k'siv ha'asam gadal pera sa'arosho, and it's over there by the nazir, he shall grow the tress of his hair. Mal holon shalshim just over there, that's 30 days by the nazir. Afkan shalshim so here to us also 30 days. V'tana nami stam nazir shalshim yom, we say the general nazir, so stam nazir is 30 days. So awesome and all, and how do we know that's true? That it's time to just show Shemayom. Amar Rav Nasma, Amar Kapas says Kadosh Yihya beGematria Klosan Avu, and Kadosh Yihya that is Gematria of 30. Gematria Yihya. Amar Le Rav Papa, longer than 30 days, but the stam is here, so we didn't say how much it's 30 days. Amar Le Rav Papa Le Abaye, Ema Lo Livru Klal. Why don't we say that they can't let it grow long at all? Says Rashi, Vafilat Shalshim, even with 30 days. Amar Le, he says, Iksev Lo Yishalchu Pera Kitakamat. We would say, they shall not grow, don't send, you know, send forth the tress, the hair, then maybe you're right. But Hashlechsev Ufera, he switches it not Lo yishalchu fera, but rather ufera lo yishalchu. I think that's the pasuk. Got the pera pera lo shem yazor ufera lo yishalchu. The fact that it puts it in that order means pera lehavi. You can have hair, but shalochu lo lishalchu. You can't have it letting continue to grow over here, and therefore every 30 days you got to cut it. Iachi idna nami, if that's really true, then nowadays also, even when we don't know the Isa Migdash, it's still Isra should exist. This is Gemara, no, dumya de yayin, the Isra against a coin going his hair, is similar to the Isra of a coin who drank wine. My yayin bisman bia hudas, or just like at the time, it's only when going to be Samigdash, shalom bisman bia shari, if you're not going to be Samigdash, it's going to be mutter. Afruei Rosh, Bezman Bias, they're only even going to be Samigdash, Shalom Bezman Bias, show you then it's going to be Mutter, and now it's going to be Samigdash, let it grow his hair long. V'yayin Shalom Bezman Bias, Shari, is that really true? Yayin not going to be some of the coins allowed to drink? For a time went to the bike, so Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Kohanim Asim L'Shos Yayin Lonim. Kohanim, it's also for them to always drink wine. Avamai Hesesh, Takanaso Kel Koloso. What can I do that the coins, Takana, is going to cause this kalkala. Rashi brings that this is a b'hofel b'raisa. Rabbi Omer Ani, koin asal shosayin lom. I say, says Rabbi, you should never be allowed to drink wine. Reisha de b'raisa katani, koin a makir mishmaroso. If a koin knows his mishmeres, mishmeres based optional, he knows when it's going to be called up. Also be yayin kol osayom, that entire day. Apazman is there, Makir Mishmar Sova, Eno Makir Bizav, Shalom Usser, calls who shops an entire week. Eno Makir, Lo Mishmar, Lo Mishmar Bizav, he doesn't know either of them, Shalom, then also Shoshayan Leolam, because Shama Akshav Zamano, maybe this is his man. Vishloch Shami given a base on Migdash, maybe something's going to be built. Even knows exactly when he's going to be called up, and it's not that time right now, okay, that's fine. But if he doesn't know what it is, so then maybe he's going to get called up at any moment, and therefore he can't drink the base when he's rebuilt. Rabbi Omer Marani, an Im Banu Lachush. Shami Yivne Asa B'Yayin Li'olam V'afilu Hu Makir She'eno Achshav Zman Mishmaroso Shami Yivne V'chol HaKodom Mishtachlech Ayal Vavim. Maybe even though there's no time, anyone going to call him in Beis Hamikdash as soon as it's ready to go, whoever comes, call HaKodom Kana Zachar Zachar Zachar. A person can get called, maybe in the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt, any coin is going to be able to go up over there. Right, so therefore, now let's read it inside. Now, Rabbi Omer Marani, Kohanim Asum L'Shoshayin L'Olam, Ava Ma'eseh, Shetakanoso Kalkaloso. What can I do? The Kohen's ability to drink the wine, once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so now we're not worried about this. Vamar Abayabai, he says, Keman Shasi Kani Chamaridna, since most Kohanim nowadays don't know their mismar, so why are they allowed to go out and drink? Karebi, they're going in accordance with what Rebbe said, that, they could drink wine until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Mechalal to Rabbanan Asri. That implies the Rabbanan will argue with them at the beginning of the Brayse. They ask them to drink nowadays, when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it should also be usher for them to go ahead and to grow their hair long. Oh, says Gemara, now there they ask them to drink wine because it could be built right away. You need a coin to be ready, and he won't be ready if he's drunk. We also have been in coin a royal avod veleka. We need a coin who's ready for a service. He's not because he has long hair. Says no problem. The coin can just cut his hair and then go in. You can't just sober up, but you can just cut your hair and you're fine. Hasam nami efshad denayim port of ayel. What do you mean? Just let him sleep a little bit, then he could served. A trip of 1 mil or any amount of sleep is going to take away this impact of wine. So why is it they're going to answer it? But don't we say in this? That's only if a person had a revius of wine. Certainly, traveling is gonna mess him up. And sleep is gonna make him even more drunk, right? So therefore, that you can't just get rid of it right away. Because of that, you can't drink wine even now. But they are allowed to have their hair grow long. He says that when it comes to someone who's drunk and they're involved in the avoda, that's a problem. It's not going to work. Kedusha la'avod demichulelas goes to be rabbanim b'zman hazeh mishum here yibanim, because maybe it's going to be built right away. So someone who drank wine, it's going to mess up the avoda over here. But Gozu Behu, therefore the Gozu Behu Rabbanan, there goes even nowadays. But Puri Rosh, the Lom Mechale Avoda, when the Kohanim with long hair, that's not going to invalidate the Avoda that they do. Lo Gozu Behu Rabbanan, they weren't Gozer. Right? Even though it's us there to go and do it, it's not going to invalidate the service that was done if a person has long hair. Me'savei. Is that really true? Long-haired service is going to be okay? Ve'elu shebim misa. These are Kohanim who get misa b'dei shamayim if they do things in the wrong way. Priya rosh shtu yayim with long hair and drink wine. Zbishlam shtu yayim. Okay, d'chsev yayim shecha al teish te'ato b'necha b'lo samusa and don't die. Ala priya rosh min olen. Where do we know this from? The person is getting misa b'dei shamayim if they do with long hair. The iskash shtu yayim. Ala priya rosh have a hekesh between those two, wine and the hair. K'siv rosham lo yigalechu u'pera lo yishalechu. And Uksev, and it says right afterwards, V'yayin lo yishtu, ma'ashtu yayin b'misa, apuri rosh b'misa. Okay, so umina, and from that we say ma'ashtu yayin d'mechale avoda. It's gonna invalidate the avoda. Apuri rosh d'mechale avoda. Also, this shouldn't work. Also, and for the Gemara, kasha. Okay, that's a good question, but still, it doesn't. You're coming to compare the idea of the wine and the cutting of the hair. Yeah, but before Yecheskel came along, who said this? Right? It says Rashi, Perish Mehecha Nafka Lan Puri Rosh Misa. How are you going to learn that in the first place? Therefore, it doesn't make sense you can compare them. It says Ravashi back, Velitamech, according to you, Hadam Rav Chista, Dover Zemi Taurus Musha Beinu Lola Madnu, Ad Sheba Yecheskel Velimda. Right, it says that a kohen who doesn't have a bris mila is not a work in the Beis Hamikdash. Right, we didn't learn this actually Yecheskel until Yecheskel taught us, because kol ben nechar ara lev v'ara basa lo yavel l'mikdashi. Right, that comes and says over there that's going to disqualify a person who doesn't have bris mila. Ad lo b'Yecheskel man amro. What about before Yecheskel came along? Who taught us that? Well, you're coming and telling us that? Ela gemar gemila. Where we have ala chomoshim yisinei. We know this already. Asi Yecheskel v'smuchu kra, and he brought in a pasuk. Achanami gemar gemila. Same idea when it comes to the idea of drinking in the hair. And he put it on a pasuk. But really, even without him, we would know, we have that halacha mishum Sinai, that you're not allowed to drink wine. It's going to pasul, and also cutting the hair is going to be pasul also, if you don't cut the hair. Now, for the Gemara, when it says in Yecheskel, Ksom yichsimus rasheim. What does that mean? My ksom yichsimus rasheim. They shall trim their heads. Tana kemin tisparis lulyonis. It has to be like a lulyonis. It's a different, it's a particular type of haircut. My tisparis lulyonis. I'm Rav Yehuda Mishmol. Tisparta yichida. It's a very chash of a haircut. Rashi says, Na'a vein dugmas. There's nothing like it. Heichidami, how is it done? I'm Rav Ashi. Rosh shelzeh, bitzad, ikro shelzeh. It's at the tip of one hair reaches the base of the other hair. That's right next to it. As they cut the hair, like the end of it touches the tip, the base of the other part. Shalus Rabbi, they asked Rabbi, is it this parsha of Kohen Gadol? What was the haircut of the Kohen Gadol? Amalemi said, Suru mitzis parsha Rabbi Elosha. Go take a look from the haircut of Ben Elosha. Says Rashi, this was his son-in-law, and he gave him cash and he taught him how to go and do it. It wasn't for nothing that he used his money, you know, spent his money to go ahead and to get such a haircut. In order to show the haircut of the Kohen Gadol. Oh, I'm finishing the second parak of Sanhedrin. Let's quickly go back to Daf Yud Ches Siman Aleph. What do we say? Kohen Gadol Dan Vidanino So. Now that we go through that, my friends, we're going to step over here. Mazel Tov and Mrs. Hashem. We're going to pick it up next time. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.